Now, have they Tony Kamei de Rova? Have you Tony Kamei de Rova, Rav Safra? They learned over this halacha we just said in front of Rav Safra. That what the Rashbam says, Lahachmas Masnitsin, that Shleisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Machos Alei Meshvach. That three people at Kodesh Baruch Hu talk about very good about them. So Rav Kana heard this. Saw upon his Rav Kana. Rav Kana's face lit up. Like he thought, ah, gavaltik, I'm a bachelor. I'm living in this big krach, and I didn't do any chet. I didn't do any znus. So Mehul Yebishtah has a lot of hand off from me. His old Malay Rav, Ravi answered back, Lav Kogoyin Mar. The Brisa didn't mean like a person like you, Rav Safra. This time you sit in your house and learn the whole day, you don't see any zoinis, so that's not the biggest thing. Elo, what did the Brisa go on that Kosh Baruch Hu talks about them Lashvach, like a going Rav Chinanov Rav Oishia. The Meister was with Rav Chinanov Rav Oishia. They have a Ushmachi, the Ara the Yisrael. They had an inn in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so they were also bachelors, at least at that time. They have a Yasve Beshuka the Zoinis. They used to live in the streets where Zoinis used to live. The Avdiluhu Misani Le Zoinis. And their business was used to make shoes. And the Zoinis used to come into them and say, fix my shoes. V'yayaluhu, and the Zoinis came into the store. Is ino mestaklibu, the Zoinis used to look at them, for shittim, they were looking at all the men. V'ino loy madlin anayu, but they did not pick up the rise, liestakulibu, to look at them at all. They didn't even look at them. Omi mosasayhu, and when these Zoinis used to walk out, they were so astonished that these people didn't look at them the way they used to make a shrew, and they used to talk about this, hochi, that the chayei and the rabbonic disha ba'alei b'Yisrael, whenever they said it to them, they wanted to swear in somebody's big name, they used to say, we're swearing in the name of these rabbonin, kadisha ba'alei b'Yisrael, that we were Zoinis, and they weren't married, and we used to come to them, and they didn't look at them. So such a zach is a tremendous chus. Now exactly the loch, it's a bit so schwer, what was the business doing it? L'chura, they had no right to do this. They had the right to sell shoes where Zoinis come in. You're not supposed to go around where Zoinis saw. Before she talk about it. Shadem Madrega Yeh, it wasn't Dafka for them. What? Well, not exactly like this. This is just my seer. But it's a bit so shala how they were allowed to do it, Bechal. Like how they shouldn't have done it. They're not supposed to put yourself in Zoinis. Right. Shleisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev. Like we said, these Gemaras we don't know 100%, but the Kopom is a mitzvah to learn them. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyevon. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu love. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love? Mi Shein HaKoyah, someone doesn't get angry. Or Mi Shein HaMishtakah, someone doesn't get chicken, doesn't get drunk. Or Mi Shein HaMaimed Al Midoisev. He's not strict about his midas. Because even though somebody says something bad to you, you don't right away stick up for yourself. You're Mavar Al Midoisev. You give in, you look over for your own covet. These three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu love. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinon. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu hate. HaMedaber Echad Bepeh V'Echad B'Lev. Somebody that talks one way with his mouth, and in his heart he means something else. In other words, he says Sheker, he'll talk to you nicely, really doesn't mean it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like you. V'HaYodeya Edis Bechaveiro V'Yena Meidloi. You know Edis, you saw the way Reuven lent money to Shimon, and you don't come to say Edis for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like you. V'HaRoya Dvar Erva Bechaveiroi. Somebody sees the way his friend doesn't have Erva, and you yourself as the yochid, as one aid, you go to Benzin to say Edith that you saw Reuven do a chet. Any chet it is. Hashem doesn't like you. And we'll soon see why not. Ki ho did Tuvia. It was a maestro with Tuvia, chota. Tuvia did a chet. The also Zigud, luchude. Now Zigud, his friend Zigud, saw the way Tuvia did a chet, did something wrong. And he came to say Edith, the acid day came into a papa. He came in front of a papa to tell the papa, you should know I saw the way Tuvia did a chet. He did an avera, and the face maybe he wants to give him malchus now. He said, I gave him a sorority to listen to me. He deserves to get malchus. So the maestro was Nagde le Zigud. The papa turned around and gave Zigud, gave this aid the malchus. He put him into Nagid. He gave him malchus, the Rabbonin. So Amulah, the Rabbonin, asked the papa, Tuvia chotav the Zigud Mingud, what's going on here? Tuvia is the one that did the chet. He did something wrong. Zigud, and he given Zigud malchus. What did he do wrong? Omalei, so Papa answered back, yes, in. Yes, Zigud, now this one aid deserves to get pech. Tirsiv, because the Pasuk says, lo yokum aid echod biish. One aid is not allowed to say aid this in front of a person. Befrat by Dovah Sheba Momin, or Dovah Sheba Ervam, who don't believe in aid echod. So if you yourself come to Bezdin, Bezdin does not believe you. So what you're doing is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. If you're stam saying that this person did a chet, all you're doing is saying Lashon Hara. Because Bezdin's not going to listen to you anyway. So you're just managed being over an Aveira of Lashon Hara. V'at lechudcha etzadach bei, and you yourself zigud, you came yourself to say edus. The pasuk says we don't listen to an edechud. Is a mele shem rabbi yalma kom afkes bei. All you did was you said lashonara upon tuvia. So since you said lashonara, you deserve to get patched. You get clipped. You're over in avera now. So Rashi Rashbam tichsib lo yokem edechud kloimer. Hamikra meyer, the pasuk says shiato nemen b'edezu, that you zigud now, you're not nemen. I can't believe you. You're an edechud saying that he stole or that he did a chet. He was adznus. Whatever ain't dosh be'ever kochas mishnayim. I don't believe you. Obviously, all you're doing is saying lashonara. If lashonara, you deserve to get a clip. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok. Omar Rav muta lisnoisay. But a kolpon, if you see somebody do a chet, you have a right to hate him. That much you do. In your heart, you have a right to hate him now. So Rashbam, mutlis noisoi, haroya yechidi dover evra, b'chaveroi. If you see the way your friend does a chet, is afopi shenu reshur lahayidloi, you have no right now to go to Bezdin to tell Bezdin he did it, because Bezdin won't listen to you. But mutlis noisoi, you have a right to hate that person. Shreihu yodeya b'vadi shirosho. Because you know that person is a Russia. You saw him do a chet, you know he's a Russia. Shenema, the pasuk says like this, Ki tira chamor sonecho. When you see the donkey of your enemy, Roivis takas masoy, the donkey has so much weight on top of him, and he collapses. There's a mitzvah also of tazavoy, so there's a mitzvah to help him. Help him take off the packages and lift up his chamor. For the more my son, what does it mean, chamor sonecho, the chamor, donkey of your enemy? Eli masoyna nochiv, it means he's a goy. For Tanya, soyna shomu soyna Yisrael. No, we're talking about a yid, a Jewish, a person that you're allowed to hate. Your enemy. V'loi sonu nochri, not an enemy of a goy. Ela pshita sonu Yisrael. We're talking about a Yisrael that you hate. Fred Gemara misharulim is nayu. Do you have a right to hate anybody? V'loksir, the pasuk says, loy tis nesachicha b'bovecho. You're not allowed to hate somebody in your heart. So how could the pasuk say here, ki tira chamor sonechon? We're not talking about a Russia. We're talking about a tzaddik. So the pasuk is saying you should know you tzaddik. If you see your enemies, the person that you hate, if you see his chamor, you have this mitzvah to help him out. But how are you allowed to hate somebody? If it's talking about a Yisrael, how do you have a right to hate somebody? The pasuk says, "Leitis tzechiv b'bovechem." You're not allowed to hate somebody in your heart. Elo, the pshat is the iko sadi di aved isura. You want to tell me there are two edim that saw the way that person did an avera? When he did an avera, then you're allowed to hate him. For the Gemara, kuli alma nami nesani sonilei. Then everybody is allowed to hate him. The pasuk is mashma soinecho. Mashma is only somebody you hate, but nobody else hates him. So if he's a person that you hate him because two edim saw did a chet, everybody knows he did a chet, so everybody is allowed to hate him. The pasuk is mashma. You have a case, another yid, another Yisrael, that just you are allowed to hate him. My shno hai. So why only does the pasuk say this person? El olav. We have to say that what is the pasuk talking about? That kisira chamor soinecho. That if you see the donkey of your enemy, that somebody you hate, mashmi, you are allowed to hate him, and you're the only one that can hate him, nobody else. What's the case? Elolav ki agavna. We're talking about our case. Dechaz yebe'iyu dvar aveira. That you were the only one that saw that this Reuven did a chet. So therefore, you're allowed to hate him, and nobody else is allowed to hate him. But our kompone, you are allowed to hate him. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok Omar. Mitzvah l'snoisin. Not only are you allowed to, but it's a mitzvah to hate that person. But if you see somebody doing an avera, you're supposed to like, it should bother you, they did a chet. And because they did the chet, that chet should bother you. Shenema, the pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, sernei ra. Someone that has Yiras Hashem hates bad. Because if you see somebody do ra, it bothers you. Like Pasha Gareth, if you see somebody do something bad, it bothers you. You see somebody slap a kid, it bothers you. Because it hurts you, he's doing something wrong. The same way, if you see somebody do a chet in avera, it should also bother you. Like, you know the Yevishter, he's doing something wrong to the Yevishter, it should bother you. So it's a mitzvah, it's nice. Yeah. Omer Rav Acha, Brei the Rav, the Ravashi. Ma'o l'meim r'lei l'rabbei l'misnayu. If a Talmud does something wrong, and you see the Talmud doing avera, are you allowed to go to his Rebbe to tell his Rebbe that he did something wrong? Then that the Rebbe will hate him. There's a Manchasant that says Lemisnayo could be also means that the Rebbe should want to be techocha to make the kid better. Posh Loshlis Lemisnayo, that you want the Rebbe to hate him, Posh means the Rebbe will watch out for this Talmud. Is Omelis, we answered back. Iyoda de Mehemin the Rabbe Kivetre. If you know that the Rebbe will trust you, like two people, lay malay, then you have a right to tell him. V'loyla lay malay. And then if not, don't tell him. In other words, really you're only a yochid, you're only one person. So really, the Rebbe, if one person tells you something, the Lach Rish, you're not supposed to believe in Eidechud. So really, the Rebbe would just say, I don't believe what you're saying. I won't believe you that my Talmud did something wrong. So if the Rebbe is not going to believe you, all you're doing is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. Then you have no right to say it. But if you know that the Rebbe respects you, and if you tell him he'll believe you, then the Rebbe will hear it, that if Talmud did something wrong, and pshat is, the Rebbe will do something good about it now, so that's not called Lashon Hara-like. You're not stop telling the Rebbe to Lashon Hara. You're telling the Rebbe today he should do something about it. Same thing, tell your father, you tell a father that a kid did something wrong. Could be that'll be mutter, because providing with these tanoim. If you know the father will believe you, and the father will take action and do something to the kid, then that's mutter, because you're only saying it l'tovas a kid. But if you know the father's not going to believe you, he's just going to joke about you, so then you don't want to tell the father. Because all you're doing by telling the father is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. It's not going to come out to be anything good, because you know the father's not going to believe you anyway. So then it's just I'm Lashon Hara, you shouldn't say it. Tana Rabbonin, Shloisha Chayehin Ein Chayim. Three people, the lives are not called a life. It's a hard life. Harach Rachmin, somebody has too much mercy. Too much. Harach Sachnin, somebody gets too angry. Red hot guy. The Anini Adas, somebody is very delicate. Any little thing bothers him. The Yomer Rabbi Yosef, Kuli Yisnoi Bi. Have you said all these three things are with me? He had these three things. So it doesn't mean, see, that's what it means, Ein Chayim. It means it's not a good thing to have. It's not up to you. Like, you heard it's a Tevi you have. But if you have this Tevi, if you know, you have to watch out. Tana Rabbonin, Shloisha Soinim Zezeh. Three people hate one another. Eloi Naklovim, dogs hate one another. Vatana Golem, chickens hate one another. They are Chavrin. Chavrin. Chavr, I think that's a Galochim. But Chavrin, it's a Chavr. So that we have the other Gemara's there. So those are Goyim, type of Goyim. Not sure, the Galochim, people that do worship Avodah Zarah. So that's a nation, people that are Chavr. These Goyim also hate one another. The Yeshayim, some say Av HaZoynis. Even Zoynis also hate one another. The Yeshayim, Av Tamil Chomish of even the Tamil Chochim of Bavel also have a fight one and the other. What did I say here? No. Right. Tana Rabbon, Shloisha Oyhavin Zeh. Three people love one another. Elohim Hagerim. Any ger likes one another. The Avodim, any slave likes one another. The Orvim, any raven likes one another. Arbo Ein Adas of Lossen. Four things people can't take it. It bothers people. Elohim. Dal Go. If you have a poor person, that's a big shot. People can't take it. If you're poor already, don't be a big shot. The Asher Mechachish, and you're rich and you say lie. Like you say you do and you don't do it also bothers everybody. You're rich, you could do it, so do it already. The Zokin Menoyev, an older person doesn't need does nus. You're old already, you have no time already, what are you doing is nus. Or Parnes Mizgor al Tziba Bechinim. Or Parnes, if the president or the mayor is Mizgor, he acts like a big shot over the Tziba for no reason at all. Stam, he stops, acts like a Mizgor, he acts like a big shot over them, people can't take it. The Yeshayim, some say, you gave a divorce once to your wife. Ushniya. You married her back again, you gave her a second time a get. Umachzira. And after the second get, you marry her back a third time. People can't take that. But Tanakama, why didn't he say this? Because Zimna, the Ksubosam Ruba. The Pshat is, you gave her a get once. No. Then you had Rahmanah son, she married again. That's not so bad. But then you saw things not going, you gave her a get again. Then Shaul is the why you marry back a third time for him. Tanakam says, because your sort of ksuba is too big. If you're staying Megureshes, she wants a lot of money for ksuba. You can't afford to pay it. So that's why you took it back again. So it's not so bad. Inami Yeshka Bonimimenu. You had children from her. And you have to take care of your children. It's pitiful. So therefore, that's why you're taking it back again. So therefore, the people maybe will understand it. Vulaimotsi Megureshes, you can't get rid of her. Because the children, you can't get rid of her. Chamisha Dvorim Tziva Kenan Esbonim. Five things Canaan told his son. Oyavu zezeh. Love one another. Every Canaan, every Arab loves one another. Canaan loves one another. V'yoyev es agezel. Love to steal. V'yoyev es azima. Mamash all the Arabs. Love zima. Love the tavznus. V'soyne es adenechem. Hate your master. V'yal tadabru emes. Don't say truth. Shisha dvarim nemru besus. Six things were said about a horse. Oyev es aznus.
He likes znus. He likes to have znus also a horse. For Yoyev Esamacham, he loves to have war. For Ruchai Gasa, he has a high, he's haughty. O Moyes Es Hashina, he doesn't like to sleep. The Yoichel Harbi eats a lot of horse. O Moitzi Kima, a small amount comes out. The Yesher Mesam Sayaf Mavakish Lorik Bola Bimachom. He likes to kill the guys riding on him, Bashas Mechama. Shiva Menudin L'Shemayim. Seven people are Menuda thrown away from Shemayim. Elohein. Yehudi Shein Isha. A Yehudi, a Jew, doesn't get married. V'sheyesh Isha Vein Lebonim. You have a wife and you don't have children. So Pasha means like you're not Oisik in Peru Ru. If you stand, don't have children, it's not your fault. But if you're not Oisik B'chal in Peru Ru and Tashmish, then it's like Kosh Baruch Hu hates you. You're Menudin L'Shemayim. Or me she yesh le bonav ein megadol matam Torah. The Abishah gave you children already, and you don't teach them Torah. Or me shein lo tefillin brosh. Someone does not wear tefillin. Or tefillin bezroy doesn't wear tefillin on his arms. Or tzitzis bebigdo he doesn't wear tzitzis. Or mezuzah pischi doesn't have a mezuzah on his house. Va'monaya manola meraglav. And he goes around barefoot. That's menudim in the shemayim. It's not nice. It's a big gnai to walk around barefoot. The yesha, but this providing is not the minig oilim. If it's the minig of everybody to walk around barefoot, then it wouldn't be so bad. But Azoy, it's not a nice thing to walk around barefoot. The Yeshurim, some say, Af mi shein nesi bechabura shamitzvah. Somebody would not sit down by a sudis mitzvah. Chreskos, he holds you two bits of bagaivinik, it doesn't pass for you. The Abishu doesn't like that. The Chabura's mitzvah, Shbam says, to go in mishnah shah bris mila. If you go to a bris mila, it doesn't pass for you to sit down by the suda. Oy bas kain lekain, or else a bas kain gets married to a kain. It doesn't pass for you to sit down by the suda. The Abishu doesn't like you. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Masa, Omar Rav Mishur Reb Yosi Ish Hutzel. Name of Reb Yosi is Hutzel. The name of a person came from Hutzel. Minayin Shein Shoylim Bakalodim. You shouldn't ask any questions from the astrologers, or else Rashbam says Bal Oiv Bal Oiv Kach Pir Shabein of Lenira. Lishmati Chayz Mekachovim. The other is astrologers. Don't ask people look in the stars. Don't ask them why. And the pasuk says Tomim Tiyim Hashem Lakecha. Just have a munna, be trustful in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rashbam, Lios Pateach Boy, B'chol Kairos M'lod Desaboyef Tachor. Have trust in Hashem, whatever happens to you, is like Minash Shemayim. And don't try and look through the astrologers what's going to come, why and what. U'minayin, how do we know how Yadayah B'chavei Rishu Godem Imenu? Afilu B'dov Rechud, Shechai Linu by Kovid. How do you know if your friend is greater than you? Even in one respect, in one Indian, you have to give him Kovid? Shenem, the Pasuk says, Kokova di ruchi yiserabi, or Malka sisli akmusi akomachuse. Pasik in the Neo, Mashmi gave him covered because he thought he was bigger than him in even one frat. Vayeshevis aldam tor is asura leshamish. If an issue that's Yeshevis aldam tor, it's also of Tashmish. And at Kamo, Omarav oino. So Rashbam was a Yeshevis aldam tor means Isha. Shekolu yume tohor shalom. Vegio leel aboyim viyachud azokher. She had birth, and the halacha by a kid is by a zocher. The first 7 days she tummy, then the next 33 days is dam tor. Even if she sees dam, midirai she sees muta. Now after the 40 days, that means hayashevas ad dam tor. It finished the 40 days already. Vegia leil aborim yachem the night of the 40th day lezocher leil shemayin of yechon nekeva after the 80th days by nekeva by a girl sheemtir afshim she sees now tenida. She'll become an idah, asur l'shamish. You're not allowed to have tashmish with her. V'yafa pishla rosh, even though she didn't see right now. Tohoyu limudhi ad ashav lias meshameshes in riyosa gzeirah shematir v'tashamish. Now, since these last like 33 days, that's the only time we have it, that when Isha gives birth, if she has a boy, so for 7 days she's tamei, then midi writes to the next 33 days she's tor. Even if she sees dam then, still she's tor. By in a cave is the first 14 days that she's tamei, the next to 66 days until 80, the next 66 days she's Torah, even if she sees Dam. So therefore, now when she's Torah the night of the 80th, now the Loch is that she sees Dam, you're not allowed to be with her. So since you were Rogel until now being with her, even though she sees Dam, so that night don't have Tashmish, like a day to make Hekka to know. From now on, whenever she sees Dam, she's also to you. And how much do you have to stay away? Yom Rav Oina. One night means Yom Valayla. Kach Pira Shabeinu, 24 hours, Lenhira. And Alay Lechid, we always hold Oina means a 12-hour period, either night or else day. Tono, Hu Yosef Ish Hutzel, Hu Yosef Ababli, the same person. Hu Isi Ben Gur, Gur Aryeh. Hu Isi Ben Yudil, it's all the same person. Hu Isi Ben Gamliel. Hu Isi Ben Mahalalo. Hu Mashmoy, what was his real name? Isi Ben Akavi Shmoy. Who Reb Yitzchak ben Tavla, who Reb Yitzchak ben Chakloi? Reb Yitzchak ben Tavla is the same person as Reb Yitzchak ben Chakloi. Who Reb Yitzchak ben Ali? He's also Yitzchak ben Ali.
Yeah, now this word, who, we're not supposed to be Gurus. Yeah, and the Kufi Dalar Amad Aleph. Reb Yitzchak ben Acha de Shmaito, he's Reb Yitzchak ben Acha of a Shmaito of the Haloch is, who Reb Yitzchak ben Pinchas Agarata? He's the same person as a Pinchas. As Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, whenever it's mentioned in the Agodas, what's the simin? How do we know this? Shimono Achai Berei, has listen, hear me, my brother, my people.
All right, we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. Again, so at the top of the Gemara.